The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord, with another Monster Jam recap video, this time from Tacoma, Washington, right around Seattle. Some really good shows this past weekend in Tacoma, Washington. Like always, Tacoma always gets the best arena shows of the year. Unfortunately, I was only at 3 out of 5. I was on the one Saturday, the one Friday and 2 Saturday, excuse me. But they were both, both days were really good. 3 shows were really good. I did not go to the 2 on Sunday, which, I mean, are usually the ones where the drivers go a little harder and everything, but I had to be back in time for those ones. So let's get right into recapping the results and going over the lineup and everything from these 3 shows that I was at and the rest 2 that I wasn't. So lineup, we got Obsessed Eric Swanson, Wild Card Travis Groth, his first time in Wild Card, at least in Monster Jam, Wrecking Machine Jeff Souza, Zombie Brittany Marcotte, Jurassic Attack David Olfert, Gravedigger Brand Vinson, El Toro Loco Armando Castro, and Alien Invasion Barry Musauer. So before we get into the results, we got some news to kind of go over right now that this show marked kind of the end of some cool things in Monster Jam. So we just saw Alien Invasion return to Monster Jam in 2021 for the first time in LA 2 months ago, and Alien Invasion has been touring the West Coast for a little bit, mostly in California and Washington, and that's pretty much all they've been so far these past 2 months. This appears to be, at least for now, Alien Invasion's last Monster Jam show in Tacoma, Washington. The truck is not scheduled for anything else upcoming for the rest of 2021, and it is not scheduled for anything in 2022. Bernard Light has been switched over to Megalodon for the 2022 season, so it looks like Alien Invasion may be gone forever. We will see. I thought it was a pretty cool truck. I mean, I really loved how they turned Iron Man, which was one of my favorite Monster Jam trucks of all time, into Alien Invasion, which was not as cool as Iron Man, but hey, it was still pretty cool. If you ask me, that truck's probably going to be gone forever, because I don't really think it was the best merch-selling truck out of all the ones they had on the fleet, and that body looks pretty dang expensive, so I don't think they'll be having Alien Invasion come back, at least anytime soon. Maybe if they bring it back, it'd have a new design or something, but it seems like Alien Invasion will be gone. And Zombie driver Brittany Marcotte, who also returned in July at the Staples Center in LA, this appears to be her last Monster Jam for quite a while. Who knows how long? She's not scheduled for anything else upcoming this year, and she's not on the 2022 schedule roster, so it looks like Brittany Marcotte may be done with Monster Jam. Wish her the best of luck. She was actually getting really good. We didn't see much of her in 2020 because, you know, it was her rookie season, only, you know, overshadowed by everyone else, really. And when she came back in 2021 for those arena shows, I saw her quite a bit, and really impressed me. Even got an overall event championship in the first show in Tacoma, which we're going to get into the results right now. Let's not waste any more time. I already spoiled it for you guys, but Friday evening, we had our racing winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vinson, defeating Obsessed Eric Swanson in the final round. Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a 9.704. Donut Competition winner, Zombie Brittany Marcotte with a 9.139. And as well, your freestyle winner, Zombie Brittany Marcotte, 9.222. And she is your overall event champion for Friday night in Tacoma, Washington. Super cool. The only overall event championship she has in her career came in Tacoma, Washington. The first show, that's super cool. I mean, right when she starts really getting some seat time is when she's done with Monster Jam, which sucks. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with that, but I think she had a lot of promise. But at least she got an overall in her career, and I was there to see it, thank God. So that was really cool. Moving on to Saturday afternoon, the show. Our racing winner was El Toro Loco, Armando Castro defeating Jurassic Attack. Skillshon's winner, El Toro Loco again, 9.686. Donut competition winner, Wrecking Machine Jeff Souza with a 9.143. And that was pretty dang good donut, too. That is on the Monster Jam Lord Instagram page. And your freestyle winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vinson. And your overall event champion is Armando Castro with a 28 points over everyone. No one else got even close. Alien Invasion, 21 points in second. So Armando ran away with that show. Super cool. Armando's showing a lot of talent now, ever since he's come back in the last 2 months, which he already had before. But now Saturday evening, the last show that I was at for this weekend, our racing winner was Jurassic Attack, David Olford defeating Gravedigger Brandon Vincent. Brandon kind of spun out in the last turn there, leading David Olford to get the win. But hey, I mean, that was still a really close race when it came down to it. Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco, 9.659. Donut competition winner, Gravedigger 9.718, and your freestyle winner, Gravedigger 9.470, and overall event champion is Brandon Vincent, 30 points. Super cool. Brandon's been killing it on this West Coast tour. He came back around April or so, but ever since July, they put him on the West Coast tour, which had like Alien Invasion, El Toro Loco and stuff, and Brandon's been killing it. He's been obviously dominating, you know, in Gravedigger, and I think he is the most skilled on the tour, so super cool to see Brandon doing what he's doing. So that was it for the shows I was at this weekend. If you want to check out those shows on my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord, they're up there in their entirety. Go to youtube.com/c/MonsterJamLord or follow Monster Jam Lord on Instagram at monster.jam.lord if you want to check out footage from those. And 50 plus, it's actually around 64 Monster Jam shows I've been to this year. Check out Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Now let's go recap the results from the last two shows on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, our racing winner was El Toro Loco Armando Castro defeating Gravedigger Brandon Vinson. Skills Challenge winner, Gravedigger 9.521. Donut winner, Gravedigger 8.874. And your freestyle winner, Barry Musauer Alien Invasion with a 9.047. Pretty cool. And your overall event winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vinson, 30 points. So, again, another overall for Brandon Vinson. And Sunday night, your racing winner was Gravedigger defeating Obsessed Eric Swanson. Callback to Friday night, so racing ends the same way that it started this weekend. Skills Challenge winner, El Toro Loco, 9.364. Donut winner, El Toro Loco, 9.289. And your freestyle winner in her last ever Monster Jam competition, at least for now, Brittany Marcotte with a 9.251. Wins her last ever Monster Jam competition. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. And your overall event champion for this show was El Toro Loco Armando Castro with 27 out of 32 points. So that is your results from Monster Jam in Tacoma, Washington this weekend. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure you follow it on the Believe Podcast Network, because we got a lot more Monster Jam shows coming up. And let me tell you guys them right now. I am not done for 2021 yet. There are still quite a bit more shows that I'm going to be attending this year and uploading on the channel. So the next of which, it was supposed to be this weekend, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live in San Diego, which got canceled due to California imposing new restrictions in the state, which don't even bother getting me started. So that is canceled and out of the way. Sorry, guys. But next weekend, October 2nd, Monster Jam's returning to Glendale, Arizona, Phoenix, for another show in State Farm Stadium with this new October tour that they put together. Looks like it's going to be the best tour of the entire year so far, better than the championship tour and all that. It looks like it's going to be really cool. And then that tour is going to be at all these next shows I list up. So we got Glendale, Arizona coming up. Then we got El Paso, Texas, two Monster Jam shows October 9th and 10th. So that's going to be super cool. Arlington, Texas, October 16th for one full capacity stadium show. And Houston, October 23rd for another full capacity stadium show. And then I'm going to be going back to arenas for Monster Jam Lord. in the end of October, and we're going to be at Reno, Nevada, at the Livestock Center, which is, that's one of the coolest arenas Monster Jam runs. It's like a baby Tacoma, you know, like a smaller version of Tacoma, but I can't wait to go. It's going to be one of my favorite places, I bet. And that will be October 30th. I'll be at both the shows on the 30th, and there are five shows. There's one on the 29th, two on the 30th, and two on Halloween, the 31st. And right now, nothing confirmed yet, but I'm pretty sure I will be attending Albuquerque Monster Jam. Not sure the days yet, but looks like November 6th and 7th, I will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico for Monster Jam. I don't know how many more shows they're going to do this year. Maybe they have Monster Jam has shows scheduled up to about November 14th, I think, is the weekend. And I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I would assume that they kind of keep rolling out arenas, at least arenas, until January comes around. Like, I think we'll see shows in November and December. Because usually when they announce shows on the schedule, they book it out about a month and a half in advance is when they start announcing it. And we're up to November 14th. As of me recording this, it's September 25th. So that is like exactly a month and a half out. So I think we'll still get shows coming up. I see people getting worried, but I don't think people are got anything to worry about. I think we'll still have shows coming up in November, December, which means Monster Jam Lord will be at least one show a month across the country for all of the year of 2021, which if you would have told me that at the beginning of 2021, I would have been like, are you kidding me? But looks like that will happen. So we still have Syracuse, New York, yet to be announced. That was on the leaked fall schedule a couple months ago. That is the only show that they have not announced a date yet. I'm assuming that it will be probably the first week of December or so, and that's why we haven't heard anything yet. And as soon as that gets announced, I'll tell you guys, and I will put that on my schedule and be there. So if you guys enjoyed this podcast, thank you for watching. Make sure to like it. Make sure to subscribe to the Believe Podcast Network, Monster Jam Lord, Believe in Monster Trucks on the Believe Podcast Network, and subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube, youtube.com/c/MonsterJamLord, and follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.